You probably already know the basics of keeping your house cool. Open the windows at night, pulling the shades in the morning to limit how much sun comes through the windows. But Amy Sillenberg with Climate Smart Missoula says there's so much more you can do, starting with the age-old fan in the window trick.
If you can put one fan in one window that blows the air, cool air in, and another fan in another window that can blow out, basically provide some cross ventilation that pulls in that cool air faster than just letting it kind of seep in.
When it comes time to close the windows in the morning to trap that cool air inside, rather than just pulling the shades on the inside of your house, think about the outside as well.
The biggest thing that we can recommend is anything you can do to have shade over your windows on the outside helps dramatically.
A pull-down shade or an awning around windows can block heat, so can foil window reflectors for cars or aluminum foil taped to cardboard. Sillenberg says time spent in a basement where it's cooler or limiting oven or stove use can also help. That might not be enough to make your home tolerable during the hottest parts of the day. Sillenberg says expensive central air, while nice, isn't necessary. It's more important to cool the room you spend the most time in. You can get a window AC unit or, if you're renting, a portable unit that sits on the floor. But when the temps dip at night, shut it off and let the cool breeze in. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.